think we're towards the end of Os Tes here in Hashanah Hashlishi. V'amar Avosenu havizohe b'mitzvah kala k'bachamura she'en ata yodea matan zchoran shel mitzvos. V'hinei b'Torah purash ma ye'aseh l'chol ha'ovel mitzvos l'asaseh. V'yechalek aleihem onshim u'mishpatim k'dos ma la'asas b'hem. By contrast, umatan schar al kol mitzvah lo nisparish batara kedei shelo yechdelu lekayim hamitzvos hakalos v'yisasku b'chamuras levadonu. Umashlo al zeh מעניין המלך, אשר אמר לעבדיו לנטוע בפרדסו כל עץ נחמד. ושכר אמר לא שש להם. ולא הודיעם שכר מטה כל אילן. כי חפץ המלך אשר לא יחסר כל בפרדסו. על כן יטעוהו רב מינם. נטעינה המונם. ואילו יודו עבודו שכר נטיאס כל עץ מעצי הפרדס, ואז יתנו את כל המולם בניצרי מהתאור, ואשר שכר עמד מן השאור והרבוס השכר. כן עניין המצווס, כי הוי אל השם לזקוס לסיסור וקיום כל המצווס להנחיהם חיי עולם. ולהיוס כל המצווס יחדיו ליביאס חיין לראשם. כי בהשלים חוק מלאכתם תהם אסקורתם שלמה מאימו. הלא ידעת כי אומר אבוסנו זו הכל עוסק בתור בלבד לא מקמי שאין לו אלוקה, אף הוא כשאומר אותם בתור כנגד כול. והמצווה הקל לסחר הגודל והפלי. אשר לא יימד ולא ייספר. הלא סירה במצווה שילוח הקן, שאין בה תורך ולא פיזו מומו, נאם עליה למען ייטב לך והרחת ימר. ואומר רבי סיינו זל, רבי יעקב אומר אין לך מצווה קלה בתור שאין תחייס המסם תלויה בה, שנאמר בשילוח הקן, למען ייטב לך וגומר, למען ייטב לך לעולם שכל הטוב, ורחת היום לעולם שכל האורך. ומה אם מצווה קל לשי וכאיסו אמרתו, לקח מצווה שכרו ועשה לחס כמה וכמה. Sometimes we tend to think of mitzvos as each mitzvah is an individual self-contained mitzvah. And obviously on one level that is true, they certainly are individual mitzvahs. But what Rabbi Yonah here is emphasizing is that mitzvos together constitute a system. And the same way when you have any system, so you need all the parts there for the system to function, certainly to function optimally, perhaps even to function at all. The system excuse me of Torah mitzvahs is designed for Shleimus Adam, and as such, it's only this system in its fullness, in its totality, that is designed to, and therefore can, lead a person to that goal, to that level. Ho'el Hashem lezakos es Yisrael b'kiyum kol ha-mitzvos. Meaning the mitzvahs together, that's implicit in, you know, the simonim that we have for the number of mitzvahs, that ramach mitzvahs asay, kenaged ramach evam shevaguach, that there too, yes, each limb is sort of a discrete limb, but obviously they're part of a larger system, and they're intended to function together. And that's why it can yield a distortion from a person to sort of prioritize some mitzvahs at the expense of other mitzvahs. Person has to see sort of which mitzvah is noheges na. If the person is, achmona litzlan, not well, to the point of there being possible sakana, so the mitzvah, on Yom Kippurim, is v'shmata misnaf shasechem. The mitzvah is not v'inisa misnaf shasechem. That's what the moshel, again, of the garden, that will be more beautiful because of its variety. That's what it expresses. That not to think of mitzvahs only as individual and discrete, but as a system. So to prevent us from neglecting mitzvahs that we would have classified as mitzvahs kalos, in favor of mitzvahs chamuros, so the Torah doesn't disclose what the schar of mitzvahs is. So apparently that danger doesn't exist by mitzvahs lo sasa, right? Because there, as Rabbeinu Yonah reviewed, the Torah does, for the most part, provide us with a measuring stick to know which lo sasa is a more chamur than others. So the Chama Beit Losa says, and it's not pshat that, meaning the chashash that the Torah was addressing is not a chashash of being mezalza. Well, you know, it doesn't even have malchus, so, you know, the consequences are not going to be that terrible if a person is over. We're not talking about zilzol. Again, we're talking about sort of a misplaced priorities. So that concern exists by mitzvahs asay, but not by mitzvahs lo sasay. You know, that line in Rabbeinu Yonah is an extraordinary line. Hamitzvah hakala schara gadol v'hafleh shelo yimad lo yisafer. The a light mitzvah, relatively speaking, even its schar is so great and wondrous that it's impossible, it's inestimable and unquantifiable. But atan adaber be'inyan onesh b'tu mitzvah zaseh. Amar b'sein azal, im yasir ase ish lasa sukkah olalev, ve'inu osa makin osa achete etzei nafsho. Ve'omru ki ha'anoshem ashalo hinichu al roshem Tfilin me olam hema nikoim poshe yisrael begufan. Ve'om shom chomu min ha'ove pa'amacha salchai v'krisos v'misos bezdem. Ve'omru kol shal v'nosa merubin v'yizchu Yosef u'bechlolan amongst those rov ha'vonos poshe yisrael begufan. What's an example of Parsha Yisrael Begufan? Either Kagon Shal Hiniyav Tfilin Me'olam Ma'ove Aver Kagon Arayas V'yom Adin Yodin L'Gehenem B'Nidonin Sham Yud Be'ez Chodesh V'Achi Yud Be'ez Chodesh Gufan Kola V'Nishmosin Nisrafes V'Ruach V'Farzartan Tachas V'Agnei Tzadikim Shanema V'Asosim Rishon Ki Yiyu Eifer. So this is a Maimah Chazal, as Rabbeinu Yona indicates. The Rambam does not quote this in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, but we list those who don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. I don't think he has it here in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. Which would suggest that the Rambam thinks that lav dafka that this maimer is muskam. Earlier, when Rabbeinu Yonah was, back to us Yud for a moment, when Rabbeinu Yonah quoted Halo Yadata Ki Omer Rabbeinu Zal Kol Osek Batar Bavad Dome Kmi Shein Lo Avoka. So even though in context the Gemara is contrasting this with someone who wasn't sufficiently involved with Chesed, Rabbeinu Yonah says, yeah, but the Maimer itself of Kol Osek B'Torah Bilvad means, again, he doesn't have this... The whole system of Torah and Mitzvahs is not represented in his avodas Hashem. So it's not only osek b'Torah belvad to the exclusion of engaging in chesed. No, it's to the exclusion of again of mitzvahs in general. For Amru, continuing here the towards the end of Osir Aleph, Misha Mekel Vinyan Mitzvah Sase Gon Hamavasa Cholosh Al Moed Sheyesh Ba Mitzvah Sase Shana Meschak Hamatzos Tishma Afal Pi Sheyesh Biyad O Tov Meisim Tovim Ein Lo Chelak Lolam Haba. Here, the Rabbi Yonah is explaining, similar to what he explained by Ha'ovel Livus Sofim Chayiv Misa, that the onesh is not because of the inherent chomer ha'iser, but rather because of the way the person does it. Meaning, if he's mekel v'inyan mitzvah's essay, and that's what the lashon of hamavazel chol shamoid is, because he's mezalzel in the mitzvah. Again, if the person's not being mezalzel in the mitzvah, he's nechshal, or because of some te'ovo, and he's over the mitzvah. Okay, so the mitzvah has whatever its chomer is. But when the person is sort of dismissive, contemptuous of the mitzvah, and that's why he's over, so then the chomer of that infraction is much greater than the inherent chomer hadin. And that's what the Lashon Chazal of HaMevazeh Chol HaShomoreh suggests, and that's what the Rabbi Yonah also means with Misha Mekel Be'inyan, that he treats it lightly, he doesn't take it seriously. V'yesh al kol mitzvah here, this line is also very important. V'yesh al kol mitzvah's essay, the last line here in Yud Aleph, V'yesh al kol mitzvah's essay, as far as lav kolalas, shenem alo sosef olav lo sigram imenu. Rabbi Yonah says every mitzvah's essay is really bolstered by the lav of Baal Tigra. So here the sort of the context and the chiddush in Rabbi Yonah is as follows. When Rashi al Torah explains Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, So Rashi gives examples of, instead of having the four compartments in the Tefillin, so a person will have five or three compartments. Instead of having Dalet Tzitzios, Dalet folded over, so he'll have less or more. So instead of the Kohen giving the three brachos of Birkas Kohanim, so he'll expand it. So Rashi gives examples of expanding or diminishing within a mitzvah. The Ramban al Torah says, I think it also refers to if a person will add a mitzvah. He says, if a person will be bode yom tov milibo, a person will invent a new yom tov and make it into a mitzvah. So then, Ramban says that's also Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is not only within the mitzvah, right? It's not only when the Kohen, when he's still Omer al HaDuchan, once the Kohen is Yoed Min HaDuchan, when he leaves where the Birkas Kohanim was, so then what he does is not Mitzvah to the Birkas Kohanim. So he can say Good Shabbos, he can say Bruchim Tiyu, someone gives him a Yesh HaKoyach. But when he's still Omer al HaDuchan, so then it's mitzvah to the Birkas Kohanim. So the Ramban says that too would be Baal Tosef. Ramban al HaTorah. Then the Rashba, but we'll see in a minute, it's really Rabbi Yonah, I already said it before the Rashba. But the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin, in the following context, Tosfos, the Gemara says, "Amar Yitzchak Lama Tokin Marin Shen Yoshvin, Tokin Marin Shem Omdin." Why do we have Tkiyos Dema Yushav and Tkiyos Dema Umad? So Yitzchak answers, "Kedela Aviv Zasatan," whatever that means. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, So clearly, in our token Marin Chen Yoshua and token Marin Chen Umden, we're blowing more kolos than the Torah said we need to blow. We're surpassing what the Torah said we need to blow. Why isn't that a shayla of Baltosef? So Tosef says it's not Baltosef to repeat a mitzvah. Again, Baltosef is to add to the mitzvah, not to repeat the mitzvah. Let's say a Kohen won't add a fourth bracha to Rikos Kohenim. But he'll duchen, he'll make the rounds of all the shulin in the neighborhood, and he'll go duchen in every shul. So that's not a problem. Repeating a mitzvah is not baltosa. So too, when you blow more kolos, you're just repeating the mitzvah of shofar. You're not adding a fifth min to the lulav and esrog. You're not adding a fourth bracha to birkas kohanim. So the Rashba then says, no, the kushi may kara lesa. Tosfos is kasha kushi meikara lasa, because when something is a takana d'rabbanan, it's not subject to Baal Tosef u'Baal Tigra. Takanas d'rabbanan are not subject to Baal Tosef u'Baal Tigra. And then he says, v'haraya l'chach, how can the Chachamim say not to blow shofar on Yom Tov Shavuos Hashanah Shacholos v'Shavuos, not to take the lulav on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shacholos v'Shavuos? That's Baal Tigra. That's Baal Tigra. If a person doesn't blow shofar, that's Baal Tigra. If a person, when he's chayim and shofar, if a person doesn't blow shofar, that's Baal Tigra. If a person doesn't take the lulav when he's mechuyev to bench lulav, that's Baal Tigra. So how can the Chachamim make such a takana? Elamai? No. Heim advarim, says the Rashba, that a takana d'rabbanan is not subject to the lavin of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. So be'emes, that's what our Rebbeinu Yosef, so you see in the Rashba, a gevaldik chiddush, right? The Rashba says that once the Ramban was mechadesh, or meyaseh, that adding a mitzvah is Baal Tosef, so then subtracting a mitzvah is Baal Tigra, and the Rashba says, it's not, even though we're not writing mitzvah shofar out of the Sefer Mitzvahs, on Yom Tov Shavish, Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'chol will blow shofar. No, but to not blow shofar on Yom Tov Shacholias B'Shabbos, that's Baal Tigra. And the only way that's permissible and justified is because Takanas D'Rabbanan are not subject to Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. So that's what our Rabbeinu Yonah is saying also. That's what our Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, that every mitzvah essay is really governed by the mitzvahs lasa essay of Baal Tigra as well. The same yisod as the Rashba. It could be that, I don't remember, but you have to take a look at the Lashon HaRashba in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin. It could be that Rabbeinu Yonah is going even further. Could be that the Rashba said it only where there's a takana that year after year we're not going to blow on Shabbos, and year after year we're not going to take the lulav on Shabbos. And Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, even if tomorrow morning a person will get up and he won't put on tefillin, so he'll be guilty of Baal Tigra in not laying the tefillin, even if it's not with a takana, and even if it's not with a kvius that this is going to be a policy moving forward. Could be that Rabbeinu Yonah is even more mechudish than what we is muchach from the Ramban and the Rashba. The Kiyum Mitzvahs essay Nikra Yerushalayim Kamo Hazehivus Mitzvahs Lasa essay. Just as a person is being mekayim, right? We saw earlier, Rabbeinu Yonah, like the Maharal later, says that inherently mitzvahs lo saaseh are not a source of schar. But the Gemara in Kiddushin that says there are times when a person does get schar from mitzvahs lo saaseh, so he says that's for the mitzvah of Yerushalayim, which a person is mekayim by being machnia es yitzro and being nizer on the lo saaseh. So he says the same way, it's an expression of Yerushalayim, the zehiras on the mitzvahs lo saaseh. It's also an expression of Yerushalayim, the kiya mitzvahs hesay. How do we know that? Shenama bnei seva tokum v'hazdata bnei zokim v'yareisim elokach ani Hashem. I think Rashi, did anyone have the Rashi on that pasuk? Vayikra Yutas Lamed Beis. Thank you. Yachul Yatsum Einav Kimi Shalova Ahu. So a person will close his eyes and he'll pretend that he doesn't see the elderly person, whomever. So according to Rashi, it's clear that he learns Prat that the reason that the Torah speaks here of Yereisim Elokecha is not because prototypically we're associating every Kiyum Mitzvah's essay with Yiras Hashem, which is the way of Ben Yonah seems to be reading the Pasuk. Rashi seems to say the Pasuk of, look, Einochanami, if you want to fake it, so be they are them, so no one's really going to know. And no one's going to come give you Makas Mardus or anything, because no one really knows whether you genuinely didn't see him or not. But be a similar kacha, like you're not fooling your brother, so don't do it. And Ben Yonah is not going with that Havana. Because he's saying that the association of Neseva talking about that of Bnei Zaken with Yiras Hashem is representative of Kiyum Mitzvah's essay being an expression of Yiras Hashem. V'nema Yiras Hashem alamedchem, v'nema acharav, so meirav v'asei tov, v'akeshalom v'radufeihu. V'mandu mizeh ki mishenu osek v'asiyas hatov v'akosh shalom, heife Yiras Hashemayim. V'hu min ha-reshoim, ki lo yivei elokim, sh'nema v'tov, lo yiyya l'roshav lo yarech yomim, katzel, asher enenu yorei m'lifnei elokim. Yesh be mitzvah zaseh min ha-chamura she'en ha-mon ha-om nizhoim bohem. Gon ha-zkor shem shamayim levantola. She'nem ha-es ha-shem alokech ha-tira. Va-omer ha-boseinu zal, the Gemara in Tmura says that huzharnu bozeh shel v'hazkir shem shamayim levantola. To take Hashem's name in vain is an isser essay of es ha-shem alokech ha-tira. וכן גבילס חסודם שהיא מצווה עשה. שנאמר, והודאית להם אס הדרך ילכו בו, זו גבילס חסודם. ואומרו גדול לגבילס חסודם יוסי מן הצדוקו, שהצדוקו לעניים, גבילס חסודם בין לעניים בין לעשירים. על כן אומרו על שלוש הדברים העולם עומד, על התורה ועל העבודה ועל גבילס חסודם. והנה הצדוקה בממונו וגבילס חסודם בין בגוף ובין בממונו. כי חייב אדם לטרוח בדרישס טוב לעמו ולשקוד בעמל נפשו על תקנס חבר עם דל עם עושר. The phrase Drishas Tov is from Megillas Esther, right? The description of Mordechai at the end of Megillas Esther, Dorish Tov Le'amo, V'dov Shalom Chol Zaro. Mistama, what it means, Kichayvan, Drisha means to inquire, right? V'dorashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. It means to, when, in the context of that pasuk, so when Bez then hears testimony, so then they have to question, they have to inquire of the Eidim, they have to subject them to the Drishas V'chakiros. But it means to inquire. So Drishas Tov L'Amo I think means that there's supposed to be a proactive posture in doing chesed. Usually we think of and maybe practice, engage in chesed sort of reactively, you know, when this situation presents itself, when the ani rachmana letzlan, again, this is stuck, but just as an illustration, when the ani comes and asks, so then we respond, we react. And yitachen, that what Rabbeinu Yonah is presenting here, of chayvav netuach bedrishas tov le'amo, is that a person should look to see what's needed and undertake, again, within, given his resources, given his position in life, given his kochos, and proactively look to do. Meaning, this pasuk in Micha is one of those psukim that the Gemara at the end of Makos, when it says that different psukim sort of highlight those mitzvahs which are not only individual mitzvahs, but the sort of pillars or yesodos of Kol HaTorah Kula. So this is one of those psukim, right? He'd give the Ha'odim Matov, Kiyam Asos, Umar Shem Dorash B'mcha, Kiyam Asos, Mishpat V'Aves Chesed.
Right,
the same pasuk as he had quoted before. What does it mean to go l'fnei mishuras hadin? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that can only be understood in relation to the din in each context. K'mo shomer Rav Hussein Zal, v'chor v'yushalayim ela al shehemidu d'veim al din Torah v'lo nechnesu l'fnei mishuras hadin. The Maim HaChazal, where's the Maim HaMetzir, where's the Chazal? L'chor v'yushalayim, el al shamidu d'veim al din Torah. So on the one hand, that points to the Chomer, the HaChiyuv of the Fnei Mishuras Hadin, but Yitachin, that it also reflects something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, at least at times, the way we relate to others. So if in our Ben Adam L'Chaver interaction, so we insist on a Shuras Hadin, no, you owe me the $500. No, it's my turn. Why should I do that for you? If we insist on a strict Midas Hadin, so then Rachmana Litzlan, it's a double standard for us to turn around and ask that we should be treated with less than a strict Midas Hadin. And if we're going to be held to a Midas Hadin, we're not going to emerge. We're not going to emerge zakai. Similar to Chazal say that a person who's mevater is mevater no alavanosa. It could be that it's the same idea. Why earlier here in Yud Gimel, when Rabbi Yonah, again, the second of the mitzvahs, Sese HaChamuros, he says, She'enu em nisorim b'hem after Haskar Hashem Shemayim V'tol, Gimilas Chasodim. So instead of the, I don't know, what we would have thought is a more explicit pasuk of V'haftal L'Echa Kamocha, so Rabbi Yonah opts for the Drashas Chazal on V'hodata L'misadera Chiyelchu V'azor Gimilas Chasodim. Why does he prefer that to the pasuk of V'ahavta L'Rayecha Kamocha? How is it possible? Isn't it a little bit of a contradiction in terms to speak of the chiyuv to do lifnei mishuras hadin? And Rabbi Yonah is quite clear. V'yesh binyan zed rachem ha'amah shetiv an ha-mitzvah hazos min ha-chamuras. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chamura to go lifnei mishuras hadin. Isn't that kind of a contradiction in terms? Doesn't lifnei mishuras hadin, by definition, imply that it's Amidas Chasidus? Isn't that what the taich of the phrase of Nimishur Sadin is? So two perspectives on that. Number one, I think the Osameach that we spoke about, I think we spoke about this in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that where the Torah sets the bar for chiyuv mitzvah, is the Torah sets the bar for what's the least common denominator for everyone. And then relative to that, so going beyond that, is described and defined as the lifnei mishuras hadin, but it's a chiyuv in the sense that a person is not supposed to be content with the minimal, least common denominator standard if, ba'asher husham, he's capable of more. So in that sense, the Fnim Shiras HaDin is basically what individualizes the mitzvahs. The fixed definition of the mitzvah is the objective, absolute, universal standard. And then the Fnim Shiras HaDin says, yeah, but then each person, Ba'al Sheh Hushem, is supposed to individualize that. That's one perspective. Another perspective of the Mishra Sadin, and this one, the emerges from the Rambam Hilchos Deos, is that I'm also about Davadoma. I think we've certainly last year learning Hilchos Deos, we spoke about this, but maybe it's come up this year as well. We've spoken about how sometimes you have a situation which is governed by two different considerations are relevant. So for instance, let's say, how should the Odon treat his Eved Kanani? So on the one hand, the relevant halachas are those that delineate what the relationship is between an Odon and an Eved. But then, in addition, there's another perspective of whatever may be formally allowed mitzad, the relationship between the Odin and the Eved, a person has to bring Hilchos Deos to bear upon this situation as well. And that will yield a Lefnim Yishuras HaDin. That maybe technically the din is that the Odin can hit the Eved, but that means formally in terms of what the relationship is between the Odin and the Eved Kanani. But the person shouldn't do it. Again, so vis-a-vis Hilchos Avodim, it's the Lefnim Yishuras HaDin, because mitzad Hilchos Avodim it's mutter, but this is an intersection point between different areas of halacha. And that's what will yield the Lefnim Yishuras HaDin, which is mandatory. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. So, I good job. I'll see you next time.